reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, welcome back to another brand new edition of your weekly PDGA radio news show. I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski, and this episode is for May 28th, 2010. With the top disc golf-related story from the past week, most likely was Ken Climo's playoff win in California at the Masters Cup on the National Tour. So, of course, we'll recap that event along with preview the weekend's upcoming Beaver State Fling National Tour stop in Oregon. We'll also check out the schedule of events elsewhere around the disc golf world, run down some of last week's results, and cover the past week's worth of disc golf news. All that and more ahead on the one and only PDGA Radio. Yes, the PDGA National Tour was back in action this past week after more than a month since the last event. Many of the top pros were out in Santa Cruz, California for the Steady Ed Memorial Masters Cup presented by DGA, where it was a close battle all weekend long for the men. Also a little case of musical chairs on top of the leaderboard with Greg Barsby, the defending champion, jumping out to the early lead after Friday's first round. Then Nico LoCastro takes the lead after Saturday's second round. Final round Sunday, it was 12-time world champion Ken Climo coming from the second card and tying young pro from Texas Brad Williams. That's only after Williams birdies the final top of the world hole to force that playoff. However, Williams' inexperience perhaps shows as the veteran Climo throws a nice drive on that first playoff hole. Williams misses right, the wrong side of the mando, giving Climo an easy two-putt for the win. A pair of Californians tied for third place, just one throw behind the leaders with Nate Doss and Steve Rico there. Then Greg Barsby and Matt Orem were two throws off the lead, tied for fifth. On the women's side, it was longtime touring pro and Santa Cruz local Carrie Burlegard taking a one-throw lead into the final round over Valerie Jenkins, but she stretches it out to win by a final five-throw margin. Liz Lopez finishes in third, another five throws back just ahead of Des Redding in fourth, with Liz Carr and Melody King tied for fifth. Patrick Brown and Phil Arthur entered the final day tied for the lead in the Masters division, with Brown then winning by a final three-throw margin over Arthur. Brad Hammack in third in Masters. Scott Riley held off Hunt Hyde and Billy Lane to win the Grandmasters division by three, and Dr. Rick Vokes earned his 100th career singles tournament by three throws over Snapper Pearson as he takes the senior Grandmasters. Also, as part of the weekend events, PDGA Executive Director Brian Graham, who was in Santa Cruz serving as the PDGA representative and doing some online media coverage for the event, was honored as the recipient of the Steady Ed Hedrick Memorial Disc Golf Trophy, that for contributions to the sport of disc golf. Now, with the completion of the Steady Ed Memorial Masters Cup last weekend, the first four PDGA National Tour events for this year are in the record books, and the drive for the championship presented by Woodchuck Cider is also starting to take better shape. The complete current standings can be found online from PDGA.com. However, quickly, some of the highlights include Liz Carr on top of the women's standings with some good play and also being the only woman to compete in all four NT events so far this year. She has a lead over Valerie Jenkins and Carrie Burlegard. Liz Lopez and Melody King round out the top five for the women, being the only others to have played at least three events out of the 26 total women who have played at least one this year. Players use their best four point totals and their finishing positions in the drive for the championship events to qualify for year-end awards. In the men's race, there was a bit of a shakeup after Santa Cruz as several players switched spots within the top 10. All four NTs so far this year won by either Ken Climo or Dave Feldberg. They both have two. The only difference is Dave's seventh place finish at the Masters Cup versus Climo's tied for third place at the Memorial. That gives Climo a slim 9-point lead over Feldberg. Maintaining third place is Nico LoCastro, and rounding out the top five are Nate Doss and Paul Ulibarri with 102 players now having earned national tour points for the men in their efforts at the Drive for the Championship presented by Woodchuck Cider. The next national tour event will be the Beaver State Fling this weekend, take place outside of Portland, Oregon, on May 28th, 29th, and 30th for more than 200 pros who will compete over this Memorial Day weekend. You may remember the amateur tournament had to be moved to the next weekend after the event had initially sold out in less than half an hour when their registration opened. So organizers switched to alternate arrangements, pros this weekend, amateurs the next. We'll run down the rest of the PDGA tournament calendar, at least some of it, after this short message from the PDGA.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Now looking ahead at the upcoming PDGA tournament schedule beyond this weekend's National Tour stop in Oregon for the Beaver State Fling, we'll find more than two dozen other events for this Memorial Day weekend that spans May 28th through the 31st. They include A-tiers in Iowa for the Des Moines Challenge, yet another event in Spotsylvania, Virginia. They'll have the Grange Open A-tier, part of their week-long disc golf fest there. Also in Alabama, look for the Rocket City Blast in Huntsville as part of the Yellowhammer State Tour. B-tiers also include the 32nd Annual Norman Pro-Am in Oklahoma, the Greater Milwaukee Open in Wisconsin, the State Line Classic is in Toledo, Ohio, the Sarasota Amateur Championships are in Florida, Bentonville, Arkansas will host the Lake Bella Vista Open, the AJ Open is in Michigan on Saturday, and the Freedom Memorial will be in Carrboro, North Carolina on Monday. C-tiers includes ones in North and South Carolina, Idaho, Colorado, Michigan, Kentucky, also a pair of tournaments each in Ohio and Texas. International events sanctioned by the PDGA can also be found this weekend in Belgium, Austria, and a pair in Ontario, Canada. The full schedule of events can be found from PDGA.com and the tour calendar, along with results from most of the prior tournaments, including those held last weekend, which is where we're headed next. Back in time for results from the PDGA schedule covering May 21st through the 25th. Yes, for some of those results from around the PDGA Tour, we'll begin in Crown Point, Indiana, site of this year's Pro World Championships that will be held the last week of July. Also the site of this past weekend's Iliana Open, where Minnesota's Cale Laviska showed he'll likely once again be a contender during this year's Worlds as he wins there by 4 over Matt Blakely and David Cox. Adam Olsen took 4th while Barrett White took the women's title. Alex Bingman won in Masters and Steve Slater gets the win in advanced by 2 over Gary Costa. The other A-tier was in Florida for the Sarasota Sky Pilots Open where John E. McRae took the win by 5 over Alexi Lubas. And Billy Seaman won a 3-way playoff in Masters over Morty Finkel and Mike Paulette. For the B-tiers, Matt Hall won at the South Texas Shootout. Miles Seaborn won the Z-Boaz Open, also in Texas. Jim Youngworth won in Wisconsin. Joe Revere won in South Dakota. And Brian Schwebiger won the win or swim event in North Carolina, where during the awards ceremony, several players did actually do some swimming, but not in relation to the disc golf tournament. Instead, several disc golfers quickly morphed themselves into lifesavers as nearby swimmers called for help to save a friend of theirs who was underwater. Much more on this story can be found from the Heroes Among Us story that's on PDGA.com, but thankfully it appears as though there were no serious injuries, thanks in large part to the disc golfers who were luckily nearby and had the training and offered their help. Again, much more on PDGA.com, along with full results from many of this past weekend's other disc golf tournaments, including a full week's worth of events held in Spotsylvania, Virginia. We'll be back shortly on this week's edition of PDGA Radio with your disc golf news, as we quickly salute the life-saving efforts of lifeguard Matt Walbrown, registered nurse Melissa Mamoli, along with Adam Morris, John Beckworth, Chuck Connolly, and all the others there for their quick actions when faced with a pressure situation off the disc golf course.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Time now for this week's PDGA Radio Disc Golf News, which will include a couple new disc golf courses opening, one that won't open, and one that will be moving. The new courses include an 18-hole course now open in Pickerington, Ohio's Simsbury Park. It was designed there by Paul Jay of the Columbus Flyers Disc Golf Club. Course is now open, free to play, even before their official grand opening ceremony that will be held sometime later this year, where it will be officially named, perhaps pending negotiations with any interested local companies for the naming rights. However, nearby in Grove City, Ohio, a course that was just beginning construction was quickly halted after neighbors realized what was going on and filed a complaint against it, citing several potential problems that it could create for them and the neighborhood. City officials had plans for the course on the grounds of Gantz Park. The park features a historic farm, preschool, playground, shelter house, along with tennis courts, gazebo, and an arboretum. It's in the area next to those sites that Grove City Parks and Rec officials had planned to build a disc golf course. However, after the complaints were raised, other city officials visited the site, walked the area where the course would be, and decided the design was not workable, saying the course would be too close to the arboretum, gazebo, and neighboring houses. They would instead pursue other options to utilize the park space. Other reasons are forcing the closure and relocation of a course in Austin, Texas, where it appears the Pease Park Disc Golf Course will be removed by the end of this year while they do a creek renovation there. The city of Austin says they will be building another disc golf course to replace it at the Colorado River Park east of the city. It's all as they make room for improvements along Shoal Creek there to restore eroding walls and make drainage improvements. And to do that, they'll have to do some prelim work along the creek's edge where some of the disc golf holes are. That will force the course's relocation to a more suitable park for today's disc golf. And finally, the city of Thousand Oaks, California has a new course available for play. It was designed by local resident Mike Byrne in the Thousand Oaks Community Park. It's named the Rabbit Flats Disc Golf Course and features 9 holes for beginners or an 18-hole layout for more advanced players. That wraps things up for this week's edition of PDGA Radio News. Thanks for joining me again. I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski, urging you to join us again here next week, where we'll have results and reaction from the Beaver State Fling, another look at the updated National Tour standings, and of course your disc golf news, tournament results, and all those other interesting and informative segments all devoted to disc golf. So until then, may your travels be safe, your drives stay visible, and your putts go in the basket for birdie, not bogey. This has been your PDGA Radio News for May 28th, 2010.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.